Assalamu alaikum. My name is Abbas, and today I will be introducing you to an Ayatollah named Ayatollah Al-Umza Abdul Qasim Al-Khoi. He was a very pious man, and he was one of the great ulamas of our time. So today I will be starting with some interesting facts about him. So he wore full black clothes starting from the beginning of Muharram to the 9th of Rabiul Awal. He was such a great alim that he had a class with 1,000 students. In that class, about 500 of them were mujtahid, and about 200 of them were top ulama of our time. And here's a picture of Ayatollah Khoi. So people benefited him from his knowledge in Najaf for more than 70 years. He remained a marja and a grand Ayatollah for more than 30 years of his life. And in his life, he wrote 37 books and treatises all together. Now, in the last slide, I talked about he having 1,000 students in his class. Here are five of those students: Ayatollah Al-Umza Sayyid Al-Sistani, Ayatollah Al-Muhammad Baqir Sadr, Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad Taqi and Al-Jafari, Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad Mehdi Shamuddin, and finally, Ayatollah Al-Sayyid Taqi Al-Kumi. And as I said, these are only five. There were 1,000 students in his class a long time ago. Now, I will talk about his birth, death, and where his grave is located. He was born on November 19, 1899 in Khoi, Iran. He died on August 8, 1992 in Kufa, Iraq. And finally, his grave is located in the shrine of Imam Ali. And here is the shrine of Imam Ali, as you can see. Now, I will talk about how he impacted me. Ayatollah Khoi inspired me to gain more knowledge about him and more knowledge about my religion. In conclusion, Ayatollah Khoi was a very learned person, and he had so many great qualities, and we can learn so much from his life.